Blog Talk Radio.
All right. 10 o'clock. You know it's 10 o'clock. It's Duke Machado's show kicking into gear. Every Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to take the weekends off, but we're going to talk for 30 minutes every night, every weeknight, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is the Duke Machado Show, and I am the host, Duke Machado. I have a guest on the line with me. I did have him on my program last week, but we had some problems with the audio, so I'm really excited to have him back. Frank Flores. From, what did you say, Collin or Wise County?
Bridgeport. Wise County. Bridgeport, Texas.
Wise County. Bridgeport, Texas. He is his story is incredible. And always going to be great talking with him about conservative issues, about the Constitution, about, you know, things in America that seem so strange lately. And so... glad to have him on board. The topic that we're putting out tonight is moderate Muslim. What is a moderate Muslim, Frank?
Well, I haven't met too many of them. I want to thank you first. First, I want to thank you for having me on your show again. I would think that a moderate Muslim would be a person that wasn't radical, but Since you don't hear any moderate Muslims denounce radical Islam, I don't know if there's such a thing.
You know, it's like if there's not such a thing as a moderate Muslim, then we're in trouble because, you know, we've been led to believe that Islam is a religion of peace.
Yep. But if you look at... around the world, wherever Islam is the governing body, there's not much peace. There's certainly not much rights, you know, and Dr. Ben Carson made a statement that it wasn't compatible with the Constitution. And it's not compatible with the Constitution, no more than Suri was in India when they would, you know, when you died, they take the widow and throw her on the funeral fire and burn her alive. The governor of the British governor that was governing India at the time was told by the leader, Indian leader, that was their custom. And he said, well, we in Britain have a custom too. People who burn women alive, we go find a tree and get a rope and we tie the rope to the tree and we hang them. That's our custom. So you do your custom and we're going to do ours. So,
yeah, they're two different customs, that's for sure. And, you know, like you said, I've only known just a handful of Muslim people who I have worked with. I mean, I've worked with both of them on just a friendship, relationship sort of a thing. I haven't had a single Muslim friend that I know of that who was a practicing Muslim. I mean, you know, you run across people and they're like they've fallen off the wagon and they're Americanized and you know they're probably doing things that they know that they shouldn't be doing, but you know, hey, this is America. The rest of their family's back home in the Middle East. And so they're going to sow their wild oats here in America. I mean, I see them. They're here. But then all of a sudden, they get a bride from back home in the Middle East, and they're married here in the U.S., and they're doing their thing. What? Who are these people? Why aren't they stepping forward and like you say, denouncing Islam and all this? I don't get it.
Well, you know, it's just the fear. I truly believe this. I think it's the fear. I think that when you have generation after generation after generation of people who have been programmed not to speak out against things that they find objectionable, you know, Andrew Jackson said, you know, it only takes one brave man to create a majority. And so when you have fear dominating your life because you've been used to it generation after generation, and to be ostracized or to be called a heretic, you know, that's pretty frightening. You've got to remember the cultures are so different. In America, we believe that people have a right to keep as much of their culture as they choose and to divest themselves of as much as they choose, you know. And that's the American way, you know. You've got the Cajuns who kept part of their culture and they added some more from somebody else's culture. You have the hillbillies up in, you know, in the Appalachians. They kept part of their culture and divested themselves of part of their culture. You know, us Texicans, you know, being a fourth generation American, you know, I kept some of my culture. Like I told you the other night, I speak and I write and read in Spanish, and I also canta in Spanish, you know, I canta. Canto, you know what I mean?
Que linda está la mañana. That's all I know. That's all I know in Spanish.
Oh, no, I think better than that. But anyway, you know, that's the wonderful thing. But I, you know, I've had, you know, in my business, I do a lot of business with over the years. And I've been doing it for 40 years, yeah, by the way. And uh-huh. I do a lot of business with people from the Middle East and people from Pakistan and India and you know, and some of them are Muslim, some of them are Hindus. They're friendly enough, you know, and stuff like that. But I also have never had a friend that is a Muslim.
It seems like they don't think they want to be my friend. They don't want me as a friend. I think is what it is.
Well, they're friendly. I had one here that I thought he and I were going to develop a real good friendship. But, you know, after a while, he just went off on his own. And yep. You know, I tried to reach out to him again, and it wasn't possible. So, so I don't know if there is such a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're opening the program to callers tonight. I mean, every night we're going to open the lines for callers. So the number to call in if you want to call and chat about this subject or if you might be a moderate Muslim listening in, that's 347-637-1055. So when I do bring you in, I'm going to rattle off the last four digits of your phone number. And that's how you'll know that you're on next. So, caller 3245, how you doing?
Hey, dude, it's Alex.
Alex.
Ferris.
Alex, I want you to meet Frank. Alex, hey, Frank is a Texas conservative, seriously.
I expect nothing less than sex. Pleasure to meet you. I expect nothing less than sex with a conservative.
Well, so what's new in your neck of the woods? Of course, Alex is from Massachusetts, and you can tell by his accent, of course, that he eats lobster like every day, lobster rolls and things like that.
Yeah. All right. So can't beat the fish up here. You know, can't beat the Patriots.
We were talking about my whole conversation right up to this point is about moderate Muslims. Do you know any?
I've yet to meet any. I mean, I know plenty of people that are Muslims in Massachusetts. You know, they're all acclimated, you know, to Western ways, and something happens, all of a sudden they get the Muhammad in. So, you know, a year or two ago they're your friends, and all of a sudden they want to chop your head off. It's interesting. It's, you know, I know evangelical Christians, but they want to get me to go to their church and hear the gospel according to them. But Muslims, you know, thing exists, moderate Muslims, show me one. Because when 9/11, those towers fell down, and I was born in New York, but I was raised in Massachusetts, and I remember when those buildings were being built, for a few years, there was a big 16-acre hole in the Battery section of Manhattan. Mm-hmm. Nobody came out from their side and said anything. Hey, we're sorry. Hey, let's unite and combat this. We're seeing what's happening in Europe. I envision seeing my young nephews being in the military, 20 years from now, fighting to save the last white Europeans. Because Europeans, because of their liberalism, are going to kill themselves.
That's correct.
They're bringing in an army that they have no idea is going to kill them. How does a guy like those three Americans, how does a guy who claims he was unemployed on a training, of course he's got his butt stomped by three Americans, as it should be, how does he get an AK-47 in Europe when they have gun control much more stricter than we do? Nobody seems to answer that question.
You know who has some of the most stringent gun control?
Who?
Black is working?
No. But when we look at Europe, you have stringent, other than Switzerland, how do these guys get AKs? How do these guys get pistols? How do these people, your average European thug really can't get them, but these guys, who cross the border illegally, they seem to get them. And then European was going to be their fault.
Well, they're all corrupt, for one. So, you just pay them a little money and they look the other way. And, that's it, in a nutshell, corruption. And here in this country, a president wants to send in more of these Syrian refugees. I don't know. I kind of feel like we should send a message somehow that we don't want them. What kind of message would we send?
The message you need to send is storm the White House, street protests. I mean, if you look at Jersey City, New Jersey, you had the other day Muslims 6 days before, today's the 24th, 6 days. They like to have the schools closed in Jersey City so we could practice Eid. You're not even 3% of the population that are demanding, in Jersey City, they're not even 3% of the population that are demanding. They're going, we're going to be the majority. I got a lot of relatives, either Dominican or Cuban. I don't see the Muslims being any time the majority in Jersey City. They need these countries because they're like, these countries are hellholes, and they want to make this country the same hellhole they left. And we have politicians on the American left don't want to do anything. I mean, we're going to have raging street battles, trust me. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. We're going to have food courts in the malls bombed. That's inevitable. Question is when. Because of the goodness of our darn liberal hearts, let's allow these people in. Sorry. Let them fight for their own damn country. Let them take on ISIS. I mean, they seem to have no problem wanting to fight the cops in Europe in street raids and street battles. That's what's happening over the last couple of weeks. But they don't want to fight ISIS. Tells me where their manhood is.
Yeah, they want to come slap young teenage girls around and beat them up versus taking on, but they're just cowards. They're cowards that cover their faces. That's to me an indication. Of course, the moderate Muslim, I've heard this phrase, and I think of all the different, business owners that I've run across who are Muslims. And I just have to think that they're moderate because surely they're not plotting against us. I mean, is every Muslim plotting against us to bring us down? I don't know. Look at what's going on in Rotterdam.
Yeah, but they're not doing anything to police themselves. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything to call out their own crazies.
Yeah, but, the thing is that they're willing to do anything, and they're already here among us. To me, this is an immigration. It all goes back to immigration documentation. But, Frank, what are your thoughts on all this?
My biggest concern is that when the time comes that they have to choose between doing the right thing and defending the Constitution and defending or giving in to that fear that 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 is perpetrated throughout the Muslim world, which is, you know, there's a word that was used to silence people for the longest time. It was the word heretic. And you could just say the word heretic and you could destroy a man's life. You could even take his life or imprison him if he was accused of being a heretic. And so people kept their silence for the longest time. And we had a terrible, terrible time in Europe because of that. Well, we have the same situation here. We have a situation where the moderate Muslims or Muslims who are living here, are they going to be afraid to speak up and to stand up for the Constitution? And as Dr. Ben Carson said, you know, it is incompatible. You know, when you tell a person that they can't talk against somebody else's God or faith, you're going totally against the First Amendment. The First Amendment, first of all, has no sacred cows. It recognizes no sacred cows. And it also, it does not recognize anybody's idea of being offended. You can't not be offended. The First Amendment says, hey, people got a right to say whatever they want, and they also have a right to suffer the consequences. But the government or you don't have the right to punish them. Okay? And that's what I fear the most, is that nobody made exceptions for Catholics when the Irish came here. You know, okay? Nobody made exceptions for Mormons when they came here. And they were all discriminated against.
Yeah.
But there was no laws passed to protect them. But with the Muslim deal, we're making laws to protect them. We're making laws that telling people, our kids, you can't say anything. You
well,
can't
it,
anything.
It's the whole mindset. It's the whole mindset of tolerance. Tolerance and acceptance of diversity. But, hey, I want to let the callers know, the listeners, that, you know, we want you to call in, get your ideas here on record with the Duke Machado Show. The number to call in is 347-637-1055. And the way we do this is I will say the last four digits of your phone number, and you will be live. Caller 3140, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Tell me your name and where are you from?
This is Robert. I'm from California.
Awesome. What do you think about the conversation we're having tonight?
Well, I want to say, and this may seem harsh, if you read the Quran, like I did, it explains everything that you're talking about. There is no such thing as a moderate Muslim. If they came out and spoke their piece and sided with the infidels, they would be considered apostates, and they would be sentenced to death. It's right there in the Quran.
But,
so that's
but this
why
is America. How are they going to be sentenced to death in America?
The other Muslims will sentence them to death. They will take
out
their own.
So they're just going to take their own out.
Yes.
So it's just like
and
a
gangster
nation.
And that's why there's so
nation.
Much silence. It's just a matter of brainwashing. The religion of Islam is a political religion, using warfare to make the dominance permanent. What you see going on in Europe is not a refugee crisis, it's an invasion. They couldn't do it in the 17th century, the 16th century. They used warfare. They were defeated. Now they just use a human mass, a wave, and they're succeeding. In less than 10 years, Germany will be Islamic. Italy is almost there right now. You have to look
but
at the
don't
politics.
You think, I mean, but don't you think that Germany's asking for this? I mean, Germany, I've got a friend who just loves Germany, and he says, you know, that they're the most welcoming people, and they've learned their lessons from the Holocaust and all that.
The Germans are bowing their head in shame for the Second World War. They never got over it. And the other problem is their birth rate. It's below 1%. They need people. And the only people that they can get are Muslims. And Merkel just woke up. She made a mistake. We're
yeah,
not getting the full
like
story.
It.
Yeah, we're not getting the full story of what actually is happening in Europe. Our news media is censoring everything. Do you realize what's going on in the rape area of the Europeans? You probably don't.
Yeah, I saw a video. They're pulling people out of cars and beating people, and it's just getting crazy over there. They're running into the streets like animals, just attacking people.
That's what I wanted to tell you. We're all animals, but they're the lowest of the low. You realize, I'm going to bring this up, and you can look it up for yourself. Muslims hate dogs. Look it up. And there's a point to be made why they hate dogs. Just look it up. And that's what they consider the infidel as, a dog. I'm getting real upset over this because we're doing nothing. The man who's in charge of this country, in my opinion only, is a Muslim. He is also a homosexual. And they use the homosexual thing. He finally got it the second term in office. They use that as a weapon against us. The white Christian is being persecuted. And there's going to be a point in time when the white Christian says, enough is enough. Obama is turning us into a third world
Christian nation.
What?
Yeah, I don't think it's just the white Christian. I think
the white Christian. It is the white Christian. Look at all these people who are being persecuted by our federal government. They're white. You don't see that? And I'm not a white supremacist. But the more I see this guy sitting up there and saying things like he has, that damn clock bomb was a good example. That was just a hoax. And it's backfiring now. And the people who perpetuated that hoax are going to find themselves exported out of this country. That kid's father is on the board of director of CARE. This is not the first time they try to pull shit like that. And right away, they use the race card, and the damn Arabs are not even a race. It's the same thing with the Mexicans. They use the race card, and Hispanics are not a race. And yet the news media is convincing the American public that they are. So not only do we have Obama, but we have the media supporting everything he does.
Yeah, I've got a conspiracy theorist friend of mine. He was in the Air Force
with
me.
It's not a conspiracy. It's gone beyond a conspiracy.
Hold on. I'm not saying that it is a conspiracy. I'm just saying that everything is not what it seems to be.
No,
and
people
are coming out from under the ether.
You talk about these stores, the convenience stores, that are owned or run by Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who gave them the money to buy these stores? We did.
You know, they applied for it and they get it.
They don't point that out, do
they? They beat us. They're beating us at our own system. You know?
Our damn federal government gives them funding to buy these stores. Now, they didn't do it with the Indians from India. I worked with these people. The Indians had to put up half the amount, and the government gave them the other half. Not the Muslims. Syrian refugees, if you happen to be a Christian, you can't come in. But all the Muslims can. Obama is setting us up for one of the worst catastrophes you've ever seen in this country. He knows what he's doing. And our damn politicians know it too. They have sold us out. They put the black guy in office. Nobody knows anything about this guy's history. No one. In 2007, Chris Matthews came out, and I saw the videos, and he said that Obama was born in Indonesia, and he's influenced by Islam. He said it, and it's right there on YouTube. And nobody listens to this. That guy is a Manchurian candidate. He was not elected. He was placed into office. You don't remember when what was that guy's name? Not Romney. Yeah, Romney. Romney took a dive in the second debate. He had him
totally
whipped in the
took
first
a dive.
Debate.
Yes.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I remember that, absolutely.
You remember that, don't you? Yeah, he took a dive. And let this damn bastard get in again.
Well,
it's coming
you know,
to
the
point.
The frustration is high. The frustration is high. There's no doubt.
It's more
you
than
know.
High. I'm off the
well,
scale
well, what
now.
Are people going to do? What are people going to do? They're
do?
Not going to just start.
They have us browbeaten because we're white. Everything is against the white people. They blame us for everything in the world. The damn Pope just came over here, and he blamed the United States for everything in the world.
He
went before Congress and said that. If I was a congressman, I would have gotten up and booed him.
Well, all I know is that I'm glad that I wouldn't vote for Trump, but I'm glad that he got in because Trump has knocked down some barriers. There are some things that are being discussed
all right.
now.
You know what's going to happen to Trump? Do you really want to know what's going to happen to Trump?
Well, hold on. Let him finish saying what he's saying.
Okay.
Well,
getting all twisted up and yelling and stuff, you know, in this situation is not going to better things.
You can't be a milquetoast anymore. You can't.
Well,
the other groups yell and scream all the time, and they get their way.
But that's how they win because the minute you start yelling.
Did you listen to the Muslim woman at that educational meeting where they wanted a holiday? I forgot what state it was in or city. And she came out and said, when we become dominant through numbers, we're going to take you over. It's all about numbers. And when they reach 12% of the population of the United States, that's the dominant number. And I'm not making this up. It's 12%.
The point is, yelling racist remarks.
They're not
just,
a race.
How can I yell
a racist remark when Arabs are not a race?
Well, look. And the word racist has come to mean anybody that's not white. Okay,
that's right.
So that's right. But let me tell you this. They want you to lose your cool. The sooner you lose your cool, the sooner you start talking about emotions. And what we need to concentrate on...
Wait a minute. Let's back up right there about emotion. Have you watched any of the speeches given by Mussolini and Hitler?
Yes,
they
I have.
They were
know.
Full
and
of emotion.
My point.
He got the
that's
people...
That's right, but they want
they
you
got the people
to lose
behind
your cool.
them.
Here's the deal. As I told Duke the other night, okay? If we are going to win, and the only way we're going to win is we got to show that this Constitution, okay, is not compatible with Islam. We've got to continue throwing this Constitution in their faces, everybody's faces.
Obama uses the Constitution for toilet paper, and no one's done
a
damn thing about it.
That's right, because we let him.
He runs to the UN. He doesn't even go to our Congress anymore.
Because we let him.
Yeah.
I didn't let him. Your elected officials let him. I had nothing to do with that. And you didn't either.
The people you elected did it. We spend our money on politicians, thinking we're going to send a politician up to Washington and he's going to do our bidding. And they spend their money on lawyers and take us to court. They have never, ever beat us at the ballot box. Every time they have defeated us.
I have to cut you guys off tonight. I have to cut you guys off. We have four seconds. Duke Machado Show, and we are out of here.
Good night, Duke.
Good night.